Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, news listeners. It's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 11th of June, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been going on, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. All right, Microsoft Outlook users that actually use it on your iPhone, sick and tired of writing out that email? No longer need to do that. That's right, Microsoft is adding voice compatibility to its Outlook mobile app, so you can now write your emails, schedule even meetings, heck, even do a little searching just using your voice. As you might have suspected, this is the new Cortana-powered voice compatibility, and actually we'll be launching on iOS first before Android. We have heard that Android is coming, we just don't know when. So Outlook users on iOS, you should see a plus sign icon in the Outlook mobile app. And when you see that appear, it'll let you activate the voice mode. You'll even be able to ask certain things like, you know, when's my meeting coming? Or even search for certain files or calendar entries using just your voice. And of course, the biggest advantage is using dictation and no longer having to use your fingers. And you can do that by composing a message or even responding to one. Do you need some new noise-canceling or water-resistance earbuds in your life? Well, Sony's hoping you do. Yeah, we're talking about the new earbuds from Sony, which had been kind of leaking out over the last few weeks. Well, here they are. They've actually announced the new WF-1000XM4. Sounds like a radio station and not an earbud. But anyways, these, of course, are the upgrade from the WF-1000XM3s that were released back in 2019. These, however, though, have a revamped design, which are actually 10% smaller. They also have that new processing chip installed, too, which will give you a lot better noise cancellation. Of course, when it comes to earbuds, a lot of people say, does this one have better battery life? Well, apparently, according to Sony, it does. It's actually been up to 8 hours of continuous playback when noise cancellation is actually enabled. And finally, oh, the post-pandemic world. Are we getting there? We certainly hope so. Some places are trying to, at least. Funny thing, though, we all kind of said, I don't want to work from home. Too much distractions. Now that it seems like some people can go back to work, I don't want to go back to work. Too much distractions. At least that's what Apple employees seem to be saying. Yeah, it seems like everybody's not too keen on coming back to Apple headquarters once the COVID-19 pandemic subsides. This is according to a report actually uncovered by the folks over at The Verge. 80 Apple employees have actually written an actual letter to Tim Cook to rethink his plans of requiring staff to return to the office this coming September. Now, in this letter, these employees actually want Apple to let teams decide who could work remotely or in flexible locations, particularly for accommodating people with disabilities. On top of that, they're also requesting some details of how on-premises work would impact the environment. Now, Apple actually did issue a reoccurring survey asking workers about issues. And apparently, these certain 80 employees said, yeah, well, these are it. As far as getting a letter back from Apple, yeah, nobody's heard from them yet. Meaning, I have a feeling they're still weighing their options. If you got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, where you can find the new show and all the popular BTN podcasts. You can also support the new show and help us stay on the air by going to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or a one-time donation by going to paypal.me/British Tech. And those of you supporting the new show right now, thank you so very, very much. Literally, this show cannot exist without you. But we definitely need more supporters out there so we can keep this show on the air. Find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community. I like to say family, actually. It's a very cozy place to hang out, and we want you to be a part of it. So join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.